What makes America great? The United States is a country of economic prosperity, having a one-of-a-kind story of becoming an independent nation through the will and pride of its people. Starting from humble beginnings as colonies and turning into a booming industrial nation, America is the land where we overcame the odds of failure. The goal of our people is to achieve the American dream, a concept that grasps our nation and gives us the motive to achieve our goals. The American dream is the belief that anyone, regardless of where they were born or what class they were born into, can attain their own version of success in society. No other country has such a dream for their people, and this is one of the reasons that makes America great. We are such a diverse nation. People want the American dream because there is no other dream like it. Composed almost entirely out of immigrants, America is the focal point of diversity and acceptance. The words, land of the free, home of the brave, attract people of all races, gender, and color looking to live without fear of their government. In America, we can practice whatever religion we choose freely, show our beliefs about the nation, and respect each other's ideas without fear of harm from our government. Living in a nation that allows our freedom, opportunity, and our dreams to come true is truly what helps make America great. Our ancestors created this nation not to secure a place in history, nor to establish a royal bloodline, but to start a nation that stood for justice, equality, and freedom. They sought out leaders that represented these ideals, not leaders that would conquer us and everything around us. A great nation is not judged by how it treats its most affluent citizens, but how it treats the common man. In much of the world today, the average citizen has a very hard life, but not in America. In most third world countries, average citizens are struggling for basic existence. It is not that they do not work hard, but quite the contrary. They labor constantly and endure hardships that are unimaginable to most people in America. Even middle-class citizens in underdeveloped nations endure hardships most Americans will never experience. We live in a country where the roads are paved, the water is clean, we have indoor plumbing that is functional, we have electricity that always works, and we have nice warm beds to sleep in. Most third world citizens have to travel long distances by foot for food and water, sleep in tents on the ground, face diseases we eradicated years ago, are being mutilated and persecuted because of their religion, beliefs, or sex, and they are living in deplorable conditions. So as these citizens immigrate looking for a better life, they bring their cultures and beliefs with them to our great nation, which in turn enhance our greatness as a country. So you ask, how can we stay strong as a country with constant change and constant evolution? How is it possible that no foreign power questions the power of America when we are all immigrants ourselves? The answer to these questions is ultimately the source of our American greatness, a common subscription to American values and willingness to adapt ourselves to see each other as Americans, regardless of our differences because of those shared beliefs. These are the foundational elements of American greatness, and for us to move forward together, we have to embrace it. America's greatness cannot be quantified by just one thing. There are nations all around the world with great economies and great militaries. But what sets us above the rest is the indisputable drive to be better. It is the drive to secure a spot in our future for equality of all, not equality for few. Most importantly, it is the drive to make America free to all its inhabitants. Whether you immigrated from a war-torn nation, came for a better job, or simply wanted to see the sights, America is great because America is free. In his final speech as president, President Ronald Reagan best summed up what makes America the greatest nation by saying, "You can go to live in France, but you cannot become a Frenchman. You can go to live in Germany or Turkey or Japan, but you cannot become a German, a Turk, or Japanese. But anyone from any corner of the earth can come to live in America and become an American."